USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump wrapping up this week. Today we'll bring closing arguments, and then on Wednesday the Senate's expected to vote to acquit the president of both articles of impeachment. A key Republican senator explaining why he didn't vote to hear from more witnesses in the trial. Republican Lamar Alexander of Tennessee says,
if you have eight witnesses who say someone left the scene of an accident, why do you need nine?
He was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Disney World is, as is tradition, about to welcome the Super Bowl MVP, Patrick Mahomes. The Kansas City QB led the Chiefs to a 31-20 win over the 49ers last night in Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Mahomes will join the traditional parade down Main Street in the Magic Kingdom near Orlando today. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democrats in Iowa will be casting the very first votes of the 2020 presidential race tonight, as voters across that state will gather in caucuses, making their picks for the Democratic presidential nominee. Current polls show Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are still the front runners. Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren are also top candidates. A win or a top three appearance would give candidates a boost as the nominating season rolls onto the New Hampshire primary a week from Tuesday, tomorrow. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will be sending more flights to China to bring home American citizens who have been stuck in the province hardest hit by the coronavirus. The deadly virus first appearing there, and it's killed hundreds and infected thousands in China. Pompeo says the U.S. might be bringing home citizens from other countries as well, along with delivering medical supplies to China. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Normally the Sunday ahead of the Iowa caucuses, a newspaper poll comes out indicating who's ahead. But not this year.
Results of the final Des Moines Register CNN MediaCom poll in Iowa are not being released after a respondent raised an issue with how the poll was administered. Somebody claimed that some candidates may have been omitted from a list from which they were supposed to choose their preferred candidate. According to the Des Moines Register, the problem appears to be isolated to one surveyor, but the paper said since they can't confirm that, they will not be releasing the poll's results. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's been a very interesting weekend in terms of the calendar. Lots of people playing the lottery and getting married because of the date 2-2-2020. USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
While various forms of palindrome dates are fairly common, 02-02-2020, that's February 2nd, 2020, has the unique distinction of reading the same backwards and forwards when written out in eight digits in multiple data systems, according to University of Portland professor Aziz Inan. According to his calculations, the last such palindrome was 11-11 and the year 11-11, which is more than 900 years ago. And the next will not occur until March 3rd, 3030. That's 101 years from now. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.